All right, we have to take that piece of music down because our first interviewee of the day is on the other end of the line, and I'm speaking with Miriam Cairns from the DSPCA. Good morning, Miriam.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm not bad at all. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. It's quite a wet and windy morning here, but it's nice.
Yeah.
The sun's planning to come out, I believe.
Yeah, well, okay. We'll maybe talk about the weather at some other stage, Miriam, because you're the head of communications with the DSPCA, and you want to talk to me about the horses that have been saved by the Smithfield Market clampdown. Isn't that right?
That's right, yeah. You know, Smithfield is actually not operational at the moment. It's actually off for the months of January and February until March, because I believe the Horse Traders Association are in talks at the moment with the City Council as to how to plan a better, more safe environment for humans and for horses alike in March. So at the moment there isn't a Smithfield Market. We've been campaigning for the last 8 years or so, Pat, regarding the equine crisis in Dublin. I'm sure you know that it's been well documented. Youngsters under the age of 16 have been buying horses for as little as €5 a go, which really means that there's very little value to these animals' lives. So we're not against horse markets per se. We really aren't. We're not against people trading horses. What we would like is a registered, licensed event, which would be absolutely fantastic. And that's what we're hoping to get.
Yeah, well, Miriam, things have been kind of getting a bit out of hand down at Smithfield in the recent past, haven't they? I mean, it's been in the news, and not for very positive reasons. I mean, there was trouble down there at a couple of stages with people. There was violence and stuff like that, and people were becoming very scared at what was happening at some stage there.
Yeah.
And,
now, I'd just like to say, Pat, as far as I'm aware, the violence had nothing to do with literally, you know, what was happening, the horse traders. I don't think that had anything to do with them. I think that was a separate personal incident that happened. But yes, it did happen there at Smithfield, and it's quite disturbing. The problem we would have had with unlicensed markets such as Smithfield is people are bringing horses into the country from the UK. They're unlicensed, unregistered traders. And they're leaving the horses tethered for 48 hours sometimes without any food, any water, any shelter on cobblestones. And then they're selling them to children who really are not in control of these animals. So that's the problem that we would have had. Animal welfare is uppermost in our minds at all times.
Miriam, can I just ask you, you mentioned there that the horse is being tethered for up to 48 hours. And
yes.
Does that amount to cruelty to animals according to the DSPCA?
Yeah, not just according to the Dublin SPCA, according to the Animal Welfare Act 1911, and also under the Control of Horses Act 1996, the welfare of these animals is not being taken into consideration. If you leave an animal without food, without water, or without shelter, in an environment that's not specific to meet its needs, that is cruelty. That's abandonment, and it's cruelty. And you can look at it, whatever way you look. Now, I need to say at this time, Pat, we are aware that there are fantastic horse owners out there. They are fantastic teenagers, young adults, and we work with them, and we provide free equine-specific care programs at the Dublin SPCA for these individuals. They do care for the welfare of their animals. They do look after them. And I work quite a lot on the north side and the south side of the city with these individuals. And these are not the ones that are causing the problem. These are the ones that we want to help, we want to nurture, we want to educate, because in the future they could become excellent horse owners. They could become animal welfare officers, vets, groomsmen, groomswomen, jockeys. So we would like to work with them, but these are not the ones causing the problem. It's despicable owners who are coming in, despicable traders, leaving the horses tethered, undernourished, underfed, without shelter, and they're selling them to children under the age of 16, which is an offence.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, also, Miriam, that DSPCA took in, and I note that you took in 126 horses and last year, and 80 had to be euthanized.
Yeah. Whereas they would have had to be euthanized because they were gone beyond veterinary care. Some of these animals were pregnant mares who were rally jockeyed for up to 9 hours at a time by individuals. So they basically were jockeyed until they're near death. And then we have to come along and we have to clean up the mess. And that's wrong. And that's giving a bad name to people who are responsible horse owners. And unfortunately, a lot of people get tarred with the same brush. But there are certain individuals who are doing this to animals. We're a charity. We're not government funded. And yes, people are breeding animals willy-nilly. And sometimes you get very sick horses sold to children for as little as €5. And then we have to come in and clean up the mess.
Yeah, I'm looking at this. I mean, 126 horse. You took in 126 horses. How do the SPCA have the facility to look after that many horses? I mean, they're probably not all at once, of course. It's over the 12-month period.
Year. Yeah, I'll tell you, over an entire year, that 126 horses was part of 4,400 animals that we rescued in that entire year. So of that 4,400, 126 were horses. We have a fantastic state-of-the-art facility in the Dublin Mountains. But we would rather not take these horses. We would rather educate people, have the law changed with regard to unlicensed markets and have it as a licensed event where it can be policed properly. We can provide education programs and help people to look after their animals. We set up a horse amnesty in 2011. To help such individuals. So we do have the facility, we don't have the money, we don't have the funds, we don't have the resources. So if a horse has gone beyond veterinary care, sadly, the only thing left for us to do is humanely put that animal to sleep.
Yeah, and if
that is soul destroying, and the guilt associated with that is absolutely horrible. I have sat with too many horses' heads on my lap watching our large animal vet put a bullet into its head, and I don't want to do that anymore, and none of my colleagues want to do that anymore.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, Miriam, with the horses, the animals that are put down, what can I just ask you, what happens to them after that?
Absolutely. What happens to them is they have to be taken away and they have to be incinerated. We can't bury those horses on the grounds at the shelter. Mm-hmm. It's a large animal. The hole would have to be infinitely deep. And also, if these animals are treated with veterinary prescribed medication, which is much stronger than human prescribed medication, there is a danger that the medication can go into the soil and then into the water. So it is a health and safety issue, and we have to pay for these animals to be taken away and pay for them to be incinerated. So it's a cost all the time to the Dublin SPCA, which, again, Pat, is a charity.
You're not funded at all by any government organisations?
No.
No, you're not?
No. So we get an ex gratia payment from the Department of Agriculture, which is usually around 3%, which is about €120,000. However, it costs us €2 million a year to run the shelter.
So you have to do a hefty amount of fundraising, Miriam.
We have to fundraise, and we depend heavily upon donations from kind members of the public and animal lovers.
Yeah, okay. what sort of legislation is there in place, Miriam, to prosecute people who carry out these horrible atrocities towards their animals? I mean, is there any sort of strong measures that can be implemented to send a message to people? In
the Animal Welfare Act dates back to 1911, Pat, so it's archaic.
It needs to be upgraded, yeah.
It needs to be upgraded. In every other European country, it's 2006, 2008, but in Ireland, it's 1911, okay? So we've had a couple of amendments to the Animal Welfare Act, and I won't go into them all, but just with regard equine, there was the Control of Horses Act 1986 and then the Control of Horses Act Amendment 1996, which means that your horse must be in effective control. It must be licensed, it must be chipped and have a passport, and it also, you must be visited by the horse warden to get that license. Now, that's not the Dublin SPCA. We're animal welfare officers. We're not horse wardens. We're not the pound. And we do not have any statutory powers whatsoever. So people need to understand that we don't have statutory powers.
Yeah.
So we're not horse wardens. We don't impound animals. That's a job for the horse warden, which is governed by local city councils. What we do is we get calls. We get 90,000 calls a year. We have to treat every one of those calls from a member of the public as serious, and we investigate, mm-hmm. and we rescue sick, injured, and cruelly treated animals. So if it's an animal, including a horse, that isn't sick, injured, or cruelly treated, we don't get involved.
Yeah, yeah.
So we don't just go around lifting horses for the sake of it, because we don't have the money to do that. We don't have the resources. It costs, on average, €280 per week per horse to look after a horse.
Yeah, that's food and everything else
that
goes with
that. That's food, that's shelter, that's equine veterinary assistance. And every time we mount a rescue to rescue a sick, injured, or cruelly treated horse, it costs the society €3,000.
My God, that's
we would rather, exactly. So the thing is, we would rather educate in order to prevent cruelty, and that's what we do. But if there's a sick, injured, or cruelly treated animal, we have to go out, because we are the Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, and we have to investigate and treat where necessary or euthanize where necessary.
Miriam, you mentioned education there, which is the right way to go about how to look after animals, for humans to look after animals properly, but do you see any signs of an improvement in how people look after, and not just horses, but animals in general in society in Ireland today? Is there any improvement in it, or are people so uncaring and cruel that you kind of would feel like almost giving up in some regard, you know?
Well, it never ceases to amaze me the extent of cruelty meted out to animals, and I would never feel like giving up, Pat. I actually left a job in broadcasting to work with animal welfare, so I would never, ever feel like giving up. And in certain instances, in fact, and I know you're broadcasting there from the north side of the city, and I'm from the north side myself, I have met some wonderful people in Coolock, Derndale, Ballymun, Finglas, amazing young adults and community leaders and parents that I work with, and they genuinely do care about animals. And sometimes it's not cruelty, it's lack of education, where they take on these animals and they don't know how to look after them, but they genuinely want to. So they're very open, they're very responsive to the humane education program. So while there are some horrible people out there in Ireland at the moment who are treating animals badly, I do find there are a lot of good people, there are a lot of good parents, there are a lot of community workers who are helping these individuals, these teenagers, and they genuinely do care about them. So education is definitely the way forward. It's the way to go, yeah. Absolutely. But the recession has had an awful lot to do with this cruelty, because I think in the case of horses, I think an awful lot of teenagers bought them when they felt there was still a value with these animals. They felt that they could breed them and make a fortune. Unfortunately, those days are gone with the Celtic Tiger.
Yeah.
And it's no longer happening. And these kids have found themselves, you know, with the care of a large animal that they can't look after. They don't have the money or the resources to look after. And this is where the problem is. They may sell them then to an unlicensed trader who really doesn't care where that horse ends up. And that's what the problem is. So while, yes, there is an awful lot of cruelty at the moment, and we, as I said, we've rescued 4,400 animals last year, I am hoping that it will improve. And everybody who works in the Dublin Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, everybody loves these animals, and they will never give up hope, ever.
Yeah. Okay, Miriam, I'm just, I've only in the last couple of minutes realised who you are. We've met before, haven't we?
We've met lots of times before under my professional name as a journalist. Yes,
that's
Miriam
right.
Lee.
Yeah, that's
we have met quite a few times through Coláiste de Dúlaig and through my work in the Herald and RTE. Yeah?
That's right. Yeah. Okay, well, it's lovely to talk to you again, Miriam. And listen, the career you have forged for yourself now really with the DSPCA is is terrific, I'm sure. I know you have a lot of hard work ahead of you, and I know you're an absolute animal lover, and it must be heartbreaking at times for you to see the cruelty that's meted out to some of the animals. But we can only wish you well in your endeavours, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Pat. And it's programmes like yours, and actually it's the good people of in a lot of these educational programmes and these youth groups in the areas. It's through them that, you know, they help us out quite a lot, and they invite us in to give these talks. So it's raising awareness all the time. So yeah, thank you for giving us the chance today to talk to your listeners.
No, you're very welcome. And sure, we will be in touch from time to time to get updates from you, Miriam, if you would.
Perfect, absolutely. You have my contact details there.
Yeah. Okay, Miriam, thanks very much for talking
to us.
Thank
you, Pat. God bless.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.